are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station. Beautiful people of this world, my oh my, do we have a show for you. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Wow, do we have some vibrations, energies, colors swirling around the studio today. First off, I want to, number one, invite, and number two, say thank you, give some gratitude to my main man, Justin. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's such a blessing to have you in the studio, and it's such a blessing to be sharing this wonderful space. Guys, we are going to be talking about something extremely important today. Something that is constantly surrounding us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we don't ever think about. We don't take a second out of our days to really, really acknowledge, not only acknowledge, give a little bit of gratitude for and appreciate all the things that we are constantly consuming, not only consuming, but wasting. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about our sprinklers. Along with our sprinklers, an array of conservation techniques that we as human beings can use and utilize to our benefit and to the benefit of our planet, Mother Earth. She has always supported us and so graceful in doing so. First of all, how are you doing today, Brother Justin?
I'm doing so well.
You feeling well, man? You feeling well? How are the vibrations? How are the energies, man?
They're running through me.
They're running through. Because I'm feeling the same way. Before we get into all of this, I want you to imagine a world. One world, one man, one cat.
Garfield.
So I want us to imagine a world where along with paying your electrical bill, right? You get a letter every month from DWP, the good old Department of Water and Power, for your water bill, your electric bill, and then you get a gas bill, right? And then you get your Edison bill, and you get all these different bills. And it's just, you're paying, right? You're constantly like, you work for the money, and then it's gone. You bam. Got to pay the bills, $100 here, $300 here. So what I'm saying is imagine along with paying those bills, it was just as mandatory to produce food. And what I mean by that is human beings, okay? Well, did you know that less than 1%, okay, of all the water on Earth can be used by people? Seriously, the rest is salt water. It's insane. It's either salt water or it's frozen, okay? Communities across the country are starting to face challenges in maintaining healthy and affordable water supplies. That's, number one, why we're here talking to you, and number two, why it's most important now than ever to use our water wisely and not waste it. In addition, it takes large amounts of energy to produce and transport clean water and to process wastewater. Okay, so think about this. A typical household uses approximately 260 gallons of water every single day. Dude, it's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
260 gallons of water every day. We can reduce this amount and save money by using water more efficiently, detecting and fixing leaky faucets, installing high-efficiency clothing washers, right, and toilets where, you know, you can press the button if, for number one and then more water for number two, you know, like just things like that. And it's just an installing a different handle, right? The water in the lawn, and okay, this is what I'm talking about when I said sprinklers. I was semi-kidding, but also being extremely serious. The big thing is watering the lawn and gardening with the minimum amount of water needed. Do you know how much water, like an individual plant needs? It's not very much on a daily basis to sustain itself and to grow. A little bit of sunshine, a little bit of water, you're all right. It doesn't need the sprinklers going on for like 10 minutes at a time periodically throughout like, you know, three times that day. You know what I'm saying? Just think about how much water you're wasting. And what are you sprinkling? Blades of grass. So Justin, my question for you is, do you think it would work? Do you think it would make a difference if people, instead of keep the sprinklers, okay, maybe turn the water down, but instead of watering blades of grass, it was as mandatory to water a garden, to produce food, to have, for example, they have a limit, right? They have a prerequisite number of fruits or vegetables that they have to grow by the end of the month or the 3 month period or whatever, or else it's like they didn't make their electrical payment or like they get some sort of penalty or something. What do you think like this could entail?
I think that would be like in a perfect world scenario.
What?
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic for everybody.
Right.
There would be a set amount that you... Well, would it be that you put it into like a group, like a pot that then you then kind of divide? Or is it for your family's sustainability?
Well, I was going to say like, okay.
Either way, I think that'd be brilliant. And I don't think it's that difficult.
It's not.
I don't think it's difficult to achieve like your own... sources,
totally.
Your own produce, like
right.
That feeds you,
right?
Thus, depending less on, you know, everything else.
So, okay, idea. In doing so, then could we possibly like promote the idea of self-sustainability, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, absolutely, okay, because what I was thinking about is like if it's mandatory like you get a bill every month, well, you also get a bill that you also have an inspector that comes out every month and
yeah,
sees it's like okay, well, you have, you know, 14 tomatoes, you have, you know, 8 squash, you're doing good, like good for you.
Yeah, you have like a quota.
Yeah, you have a quota. Thank you. That's
okay.
that's a prerequisite for
exactly.
You have a quota. That's what I'm looking right. Okay, or it could be like, dude, think of a society. See, I'm coming on here and I'm spitballing these ideas that I have premeditatedly created in my head. and I think that, right, with the proper organization of these ideas and the proper execution, we could really plant a seed in our economy. We could plant a seed, start somewhere, and plant a metaphorical seed, obviously, no pun intended. But so listen, guys, the idea is, right, maybe if we had a society where you had to meet a certain quota of, instead of watering your lawns, vegetables, then if you went over that quota, you grew more than you were supposed to, then you get some sort of...
You get more vegetables.
You get some sort of knock off of your like electrical bills or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
So it's all kind of it all is put together.
Yes.
That'd be interesting.
Like, man. Like a bundle.
Like a bundle.
No, but I'm just thinking of like these different ideas. Like imagine that. If all of a sudden, okay, and do you know how much power the government has? Do you know how much power? Well, I mean, as much power as we allow them to. But what I'm saying is like, I mean, in the end. But like, do you know how much power they have to just state, all of a sudden make a change like that? To just state a new rule and be like, okay, well.
That definitely has the power.
Yeah.
I don't know if it comes together properly.
Right?
That'd be an ideal scenario.
It would be an ideal scenario. It definitely takes, I feel like it definitely takes a special type of person to really
take that to heart, though.
I don't think
a lot of people feel this way.
That's what I'm saying, not like a special type of person. I didn't mean it like that. That sounded so, no, not like special type of person. What I'm saying is a very conscious person. Like some, I don't know, somebody that just thinks, I mean, what do you think, Justin?
Like, I think we feel this way.
Right, I agree.
I feel like some listeners do.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And I feel like, oh, yeah, a lot of listeners do. And like with the emails we get and stuff, like, you guys are definitely hopping on board. But what I guess what I'm saying is like Obama wouldn't be so down. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're like President Obama, think about this for a second. Like we would be conserving so much water, conserving so much ethanol, so much gas and travel costs, because we would soon be self-sustainable. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think he has power for that. That's a more like community-driven thing.
Of course it is.
Come together. I just don't know if it's like it's so ideal.
It's
perfect.
But that's what I'm saying. Why can't people hop onto that? Like, well, what's the excuse? Why would people be like, wait, that's a bad idea? Like, what's any reason for anybody to approach that? Okay,
dude. Because of money, probably.
Money?
Yeah.
How so?
I think to, like, set up a department of...
Oh, like, you'd get them to do it because of money?
No. Like, you could... That'd be the main inhibitor of this happening.
Ah, I see.
For, like, functionally.
But what if... It created some sort of source where, like I said, it saved money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But then people would be like kind of enticed.
I agree.
Right?
That's very like utopian society.
That's what I'm like. Think,
if
like
everybody felt this way, absolutely.
Some Mayan stuff going on. Speak about the Mayan stuff. Hey, guys. We're going to take a quick break. This is Chances Are Good, Passion in Bliss. Can't miss it.
So let go, love this life, gotta catch that flow, find the fire spot, roll and feel loved, blissful and blessed, yeah baby do your best and the rest is taken care of, living the love, loving the live, laughing and splashing and everlasting passions and bliss, passage to pyramids, so rest your eyelids and vibe with the violence into spiraling diamonds and jewels of the giants, gems of the Mayans, handed down and passed around, mystery unraveling now, history had a few frowns and now we're back in the down, splitting the clouds, whirling it wild, restoring the smiles, you got's child, so don't ever doubt, what's that all about, if you think it and speak it, then you bring it into being, and there are children present, so keep believing, watch what you say, learn how to pray, it's morphogenic, and the more we practice, the more magnetic and relentless it gets, here to invent, with a loving intent, paying the rent with our attention, heavenly sent from next dimensions. Yeah. I am
love it. I love Chances Are Good. He's so amazing. Chances, we send you unconditional love and appreciation for paying your rent on Earth by playing music.
well said.
Well, that's one of the lines he says, and I just thought it's cool. He's like, and we play
was
our rent
in
on
that song.
What? No, it's not in that song. Okay. It's another song. But yeah, that's a cool idea too. Wow. See, that's the kind of Earth that I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Where like we are all like, everybody wants to do something, not just make money, but everybody wants to do something good for their planet. Everybody wants to do something good for their neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
That's just like the kind of reality that I feel like we all have the ability to create. And I don't understand why anybody wouldn't. Right? So, check this out. Most of us know, here's just a little tip. Maybe you guys can hear this and be affected in a positive way. Most of us know we can save water if we turn off the tap while brushing our teeth. As much as 3,000 gallons per year. But did you know that there are products that will help save water when the tap is on? So check this out. There's these they're called high performance water efficient appliances. They're fixtures that you put on the end of your water spigots. It can reduce the water in a home. Well, what it does is it accessorizes the water. So I sound like a spokesperson for them. No, but really, what it does is it basically divides the water up in where it needs to be in efficient ways. For example, you can set it to how much water you want to be used for your sprinklers. You can set it on how much water you want to be used for your faucet, if you're for your dishwasher, for different things like that. You can put a limit, a meter, do you know what I'm saying, on the amount of water that you use. Toilets, right, are by far the main source of water use in the home, accounting for nearly 30% of residential indoor water consumption. Toilets also happen to be a major source of wasted water due to leaks and inefficiency. Older toilets manufactured before 1992, when the Energy Policy Act mandated water-efficient toilets, use up to 3.5 gallons per flush. Replacing these toilets could save, right, for a more water-friendly porcelain king.
throne.
Porcelain throne. Yeah, that's a porcelain throne. the porcelain king. Could save nearly 2 billion gallons per day across the country. 2 billion gallons per day across the country. Now, when Justin and I were preparing for this show a few days ago, we were talking about how there's kids, families, entire civilizations, entire societies that have to walk miles, like 6, 7, 8 miles, 10 miles, just to bring back a bucket of water, right? Okay. Now, in this new world that I'm trying to construct, that we're trying to create, we need to take into consideration the blessings that we have, but not only the blessings that we have, but the things that we can do to really affect the people that don't have what we have in a positive way. So, if we are saving 2 billion gallons of water per day across the country simply by switching the type of toilet that you use, okay?
Why are we not doing that?
That's what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
Why are we not doing that? Why are people not hopping on it? Do you know what I mean? Why are people not all over it? Why?
There should be collective agreement to pursue this.
There should! Now, how do we start this? How do we
by
get
spreading a message.
Yes. But then it's like, we need to, it's like there's a select, I feel like people,
I think people need to come to the conclusion themselves.
Right.
Like give them, like, the
facts.
Data, give them the facts.
Right.
Because
right.
Sometimes if you're just kind of pushing something,
it's like,
it feels like you're spoon feeding. It's just like,
you're absolutely right.
Too abrupt. They need to, like, be made aware.
Right.
And then make a conscious decision.
Yes.
To change.
Absolutely. Totally. Okay. Check this out. Reduce turf grass areas. How and where turf grass is placed on landscape has a significant impact on the amount of irrigation water needed to support that landscape. Lawns require a large amount of supplemental water and generally more intensive maintenance than other vegetation. Right? So when you use turf grass where it aesthetically highlights your house and where it has a practical function, like such as in player recreation areas, grouping turf grass can increase water efficiency and significantly reduce evaporation, right, and runoff losses. So we're just talking about doing little things that can influence your house, therefore your community, therefore your society, therefore your entire collective, in a positive way. Little things that we can do. Save the water. Plant seeds. Plant vegetables. Plant tomatoes. Plant fruits. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's,
why not?
It's important.
It's important. It's like you.
That's,
yeah, go on.
No, that's the thing. It's like, it's something that matters. It's not.
Right.
It's not something to necessarily, you know, give you like a thrill. Like, it's not
right.
necessarily
it's, yeah.
necessarily fun for you, but it. If everybody came to this, like, can you just imagine
wow.
where people would be if, you know, they put down all of, like, the bullshit that just happens.
Totally. We,
you know, and came, you know, funneled to one idea.
Right.
Just, like, strived for it.
Collectively agreed to change something for the better. It's really crazy.
It's
so,
very crazy.
Like, you may wonder
Dang.
What water and energy have to do with each other. I want to talk about this for a moment. In most cases, electricity or gas are used to heat water, right? This costs you money. In addition, your water utility uses energy to purify and pump water into your home, as well as treat sewage generated by the community. Currently, about 8% of U.S. energy demand goes to treating, pumping, and heating water, which is enough electricity to power more than 5 million homes for an entire year. Okay, water heating also accounts for 19% of home energy use. I want to think about that for a moment. Okay, so if we can break down these costs, break down these uses by following through and executing the things that we're simply talking about, we can power up to 5 million homes through energy by saving water. By saving water, we can power 5 million homes through energy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the ripple effect that I'm talking about. It's the chain effect. It's that, you know, drop a pebble in the pond and it's the ripple effect, you know, and for those of you out there that aren't familiar with what the ripple effect is, or,
the
you know,
butterfly effect.
The butterfly yeah. effect, right? It's like chain events. That's what creates a society. That's what fuels an economy, is people getting together and making these fundamental changes mm-hmm. and doing these things and fueling 5 million extra homes just by using a little bit less water, or just by using a little bit less sprinklers, or maybe by planting fruit instead of just, you know, a grass, a lawn that just sits there, has no purpose. You know what your lawn's purpose is? To look pretty and to have dogs poop on it. Seriously, think about it, okay? You wouldn't have dogs pooping on your lawn if you had a garden.
Preach. No, keep going.
Because, man, you'd have that, like, you'd have little chicken wire around it. And nobody wants, no one's going to put chicken wire around their lawn. Why? Because they won't want dogs pooping on it? No, just put
squirrels.
Just put squirrels, right? There's ways of, there's ways of defeating them. It's true. Ah, we need to come together. We need to open our eyes.
Defeat the squirrel.
And we need to feed the squirrels. So listen, if just 1% of American homes replaced an older toilet with a new, you know, with a new toilet, the one that was born, with the toilet that was produced after 1992, right? The country would save more than 38 million kilowatt hours of electricity. Enough electricity to power more than 43,000 households for 1 month. If one out of every 100 American homes were retrofied with water-efficient fixtures, listen, we could save about 100 million kilowatt hours of electricity per year, avoiding 80,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions. That is equivalent to removing nearly 15,000 automobiles from the road for 1 year.
That's amazing. That's crazy.
Man, this is, we just need to lighten up. We need to get our facts straight and do some action. You know, I feel passionate about this because I feel like it's so important and not a lot of people are riding the gravy train. If 20% of US homes used high efficient clothes washers. National energy savings could be, are you ready for this? $285 billion per day. Enough to supply the energy needs for over 1 million homes. Man, we gotta do some damage, people. So, water use and energy use are closely related. This is what I'm, I mean, this is the main idea, is that by saving your water, you're saving energy. By saving your energy, you're saving money. Listen, people, if the planet isn't enough of a drive to do something different, maybe saving some money will. If you save water, you save money. If you save energy, you save money. You save the planet. You plant seeds. We're all happy. Man, it's all good.
Change the world.
We change the world. That's what we're talking about. We are talking about changing the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take one more, well, not the last, but one more musical break. This is, once again, Chances Are Good. Name of the song, Yana Wana. It is the name of the song. It's a really great song. I love the song. Chances Are Good, Yana Wana. Yana Wana. You can't miss it. Seriously. Okay, yo, actually, before I play this, listen to the lyrics, because this is part of the inspiration for the show today. Seriously. It's that rain song, raining down, blessing the cloud. Okay.
It's that rain song, raining down, blessing the ground. Thank you, Grandpa, for water and stars, singing it loud, feeling so proud to have you inside this body's molecules, medicine for all the plants and animals. It's that goodness, deliciousness, gift of the best, caress on the flesh, so pure and so fresh, like taking a breath of vital oxygen and hydrogen in combination, a prayer for hydration in every generation. Water is life, life is a flood, the wet in our blood, warm in the womb, liquid lullaby, my love comes from above, stores in the mud, rivers, streams, and oceans, 90% of every yana wanna be in, drinking and drowning, dousing and downpours, irrigating and housing the plants and biggest mammals, pray for the whales and the wells and the well health.
of Mother Earth's true wealth. To water yourself, cause water is self. What a carefree, what a so carefree, what a carefree. You're giving us everything we need. Hey, you know I'm not here now, Yahweh. Hey, you know I'm not here now, Yahweh. Hey, you know I'm not here now, Yahweh. Hey, you know I'm not here now. It's that rain song, raining down, blessing the ground. Thank you, Grandpa, for water and stone. Singing it loud, feeling so proud to have you inside this body's molecules. Medicine for all the plants and animals. It's that freshness, lubricating wetness, liquid and iridescent. The planet's pure medicine, vegetation, flotation, a powerful agent. H2O equation, building creation and holding vibration. Amazing native bodies cannot live without it. Malleable magic, memory magnet, massive and passive, so pray about it. As for remedies and energy, water be pure and free for eternity. Learning to be more like a stream, fire to steam, creating this dream. Fluidity, I like you know this, so holy. Hydro power, harmonic. Lift up your cup before you drink it up, and giving thanks for this liquid lullaby. Love it. What a pure and free. What a so pure and free. What a pure and free. Giving us everything we need. Hey, you know I'm not here now, Yahweh. Hey, you know I'm not here now. Hey, you know I'm not here now, Yahweh. Hey, you know I'm not here now. Hey, they say rain, sun, rain, down, blessing the ground. Thank you, pray for the water and stone. Singing it loud, feeling so proud to have you inside. My body's molecules, rain, sun, rain, down, blessing the ground. Thank you, pray for the water and stone.
Yes, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So, see, it's like talking about, you know, water so pure and free. And, you know, thank you, Grandpa, for water and stars. Singing it loud, feeling so proud to have you inside. It's really good. So, listeners, if you give a shit, no, I'm just kidding. I'm messing, but seriously, I mean that in the most loving way possible. If you are trying to make a difference in your community, if you're trying to make a difference in your world, it starts with you. I've said this multiple times before. In the words of Michael Jackson, I'm starting. That's definitely not the words of Michael. The words of Michael Jackson would be, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And that's a very true song and a very true statement, because the people that you look up to, the people that you give your power away to, the government, the, you know, whoever it is that you may, I guess there's very different things than looking up to an individual or giving your power to people. But what I'm saying is, whatever energy like you give to a person that you feel like they are better than you in some way, they own more than you, they have something that you lack, understand that they don't. Understand that you are the same as everyone, just a special and unique expression of every other individual. We are all brothers and sisters under the same stars, and I feel like we all have a responsibility to not only love ourselves, love our planet, and do everything in our power that it takes to make sure that she is sustained, and she is healthy, and she is growing, and she is graceful. We are definitely in a time of alteration, a time of change, where economically we are changing, religiously people are changing sociologically. People are changing. I mean, the governments are changing. Like, so many things are changing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, huge leaders being overthrown. Disclosure coming out. Things that are like, that we never thought would happen. And they're happening right now. And I feel like it's up to us how we take these changes. It's up to us how we roll with these. And I want to inspire you, the listener, to make a change in your world, and understand that it starts with you. Also, guys, something we're going to shift gears for a moment that I do want to talk about is pursuing stuff that you love to do. We've already talked about pursuing stuff that you love to do. Pursuing your hobbies, right? Because when you pursue your hobbies, you are actually giving gratitude to creation and to earth and to your neighbors and to yourself. I'm talking about a big picture chain reaction. The only way that you can actually start to benefit the planet or benefit others or inspire people is by benefiting yourself. I want to talk about doing things that you love to do. We've had shows on, you know, yes, you work a 9-to-5, you need to find time for yourself, blah, blah, blah. It's that idea, but with the understanding of what comes after that. We have a caller on the air. We're going to take this. You are live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with today?
Hey, Dave, it's Casey.
Hey, Casey, how are you doing this
good
beautiful afternoon?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Well, I have an answer.
My parents are very Christian.
Okay.
And they follow the Bible.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really freaked out about the apocalypse and the end of the world stuff, and you know, they're seeing the nuclear problems and, you know, Korea and, you know, the Middle Eastern countries who have nukes, and
right,
they're all freaking out that the end of the world is coming. I mean, you're talking about environmental things here, but they're talking about the world coming to an end because of the hate and the nuclear problems, and you know, they're like,
right,
all the stuff that's going to happen.
Totally.
And I don't know. I don't know what to think. Because
so
I don't. Not really religious, but they're really worried about what's happening to our world. What do you think about that?
Well, I personally don't believe that our world is coming to an end. I don't think there's going to be an apocalypse. This is a very in-depth answer to your question.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to get that deep into it. The idea is that, like, we all at this moment in time are changing. There is definitely an apocalypse, but it's an apocalypse of hatred. Meaning that the lower vibrations, the things that we realize as individuals don't serve us anymore, are leaving, are being destroyed. So
right.
I believe that there absolutely is an apocalypse, but it's an apocalypse of consciousness. And and the, you know, this second coming that people talk about of Christ and whatnot, The second coming is you are the second coming. The second coming is the understanding that Christ was not saying, "Lead, follow me, I am your leader." Christ was saying, "Be me, be like me, have the big heart that I do, and understand that everybody is one with the whole, and everybody is love. There is pure in everybody. He wasn't saying, and I know that this is like getting really heavy for, you know, for people that are hardcore Christians, and I'm not offending you in any way. I'm just telling you, if you really like, if you really understand it, then you'll see that that's what Christ was trying to say. So I believe, to answer your question, is there an apocalypse? No. There isn't. Well, yes, there is an apocalypse, but it's an apocalypse of consciousness. We are now in a time where we are becoming, our thoughts are becoming things. Our thoughts are vibrations. They are magnetic to things. Sister, I can't even get into this with you.
I think it's changing.
Let's.
I think everything's changing for the better, for the more positive. I think all religions.
How could you say that, Justin? Why do you think that?
Well, I think that's the goal, and that's what the goal that religion kind of strives for. It's all too.
Totally.
It's all too. They all, looking into it too closely, I think, can be a dangerous thing sometimes. Taking the message of maybe of helping, you know, other people and coming together for a more, to just be happier, for a more positive life. So using that, you know, I don't know how to change people's minds necessarily. You know, you're born with beliefs, and it's tough to convince, but...
Right.
Right.
I mean...
Right. Go ahead.
No, you go on, please.
My parents say that because the world is ending, that I better pray to Jesus to save my soul, because if I don't, I'll go to hell. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Right,
It's really hard for me to think that God would do that to us.
Well, what I'm gonna tell you, Casey, is to follow your heart, and do what is easiest for you to believe in. Do and follow what is most beneficial, proficient, has the most integrity for you. Do you know what I'm saying? Follow your will. Follow your heart. And I know that sounds really cliche, but it's true. Also, what I wanted to say is, I feel like children are being born in this day and age with a heightened sense of understanding for the world that they are experiencing. I think that it's very easy to grow up and get phased, get molded, get compartmentalized into having to work a 9-to-5, having to make money, having to support your family, having to, you know, do this, and still maintaining doing my hobbies. It's very, very easy to get caught into that. It's also very easy to get caught into, you know, well, this is religion, this is the way it is, everything else is wrong, this is right, God said this, you know, there's no other possible word but this. It's easy to fall into that because it's a comfort zone, Casey, and we've actually had a few shows on breaking through your comfort zone and how stepping outside of your comfort zone actually makes you a more comfortable person, actually makes you a stronger individual. So what I'm going to say to you is, follow what your heart is telling you. Follow what it is easiest for you to believe in. I've already said that 3 times now. But Christ wants you to be like him. Christ doesn't want you to follow him and eat his flesh and drink his blood. He wants you to make a difference in your world by spreading unconditional love and acceptance for all people and all things. That is the vibration that Christ is trying to emit. What happened was, people at the time were not of that vibration. Jesus was just like such a born like understanding individual. Like he was definitely born with a light seed, is what I like to call it. And Jesus is no different than you. Do you know what I'm saying? Jesus is no different than your parents. Jesus is no different than, you know...
Pretty close to God.
So, but what I'm saying is he was a human being. He has the same blood that you do and the same flesh that you do. The difference is his vibration and consciousness. And what I mean by that is his thought process was a lot more loving and on a much greater, and he saw the big picture. Do you know what I'm saying? He knew who he was, and he knew why he was here. He saw the big picture. He saw the people acting out of hate, acting out of fear, actually just leads a society into the dumps. He saw, he understood that thoughts are things. And that's what the second coming of Christ is.
It's that
the people, the individuals, the human beings that occupy this planet understand a Christ consciousness. They understand Christ's way of life, not follow me, read the Bible, just like Buddha, just like, you know, Siddhartha, all of them. It's the same idea. None of the prophets, none of them. I'm not even Muhammad. Do you know? None of them are saying Moses. None of them. Not one of them are saying, follow me. They're saying, be like me. They're saying, have the light, have the love.
Yeah.
Not go out and do hateful things and then apologize to me. That doesn't do me any good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay if you just, like, rape a bunch of women and pillage a colony. It's cool. Just apologize to, you know, this imaginary man in your head that you have afterwards. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Doesn't work like that. They're saying, yo, you can't rape and pillage. That's not an excuse. You need to love people. Yeah. Bam.
Right. Well, I'm going to have my parents listen to the rerun.
Okay, tell them if they have...
I won't agree with you, but, you know, what can I do?
If they have any questions, they can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
well,
Dave.
Of course.
Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Casey.
We love you, Casey. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye. Well, wonderful. I really, really appreciate the callers. I really appreciate the unconditional love and appreciation. I appreciate the emails. And guys, more than anything, I appreciate your ability to take into account what we're saying. Understand that we are here to change the world for the better. And it starts with you. Listen up, guys. I want to play a little funky tune for you. While we close out this show, this is Thundercat Boat Cruise. gentlemen, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Thank you so much for sharing this blessed hour with us. We got co-host Justin spreading unconditional love and good vibrations in the studio. Just remember, it starts with you. We love you, and we will see you next Sunday. Always spreading unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. See you later.